Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing the Falcon and the Winter Soldier trailer that dropped on Disney Investor Day 2020. All that and more right after this, and we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And over in the chat, we got producer Ashley Coffin. How you doing, Ashley?
Hey, super good.
Are you ready to break down another trailer?
I am so ready. And people in the chat, if you want me to read your comments or questions, please at Supreme Leader Ash, and we will do that at the end. But make sure you at me so I see you.
I keep forgetting that that's your name is Supreme Leader Ash.
Mm-hmm. She is the Supreme Leader of the Stranded Pandas.
The people spoke and I answered. Bow down.
I kind of feel bad that we got you on this trailer, or on the discussion for this trailer, because there's no America's ass in this one.
I'm just still so thirsty, though. I can't tell why.
All right, let's get into this trailer. We're going to watch it one time through, and then we're going to chat about it a little bit. Then we're going to do a frame-by-frame discussion of the Falcon and Winter Soldier trailer. Okay, here we go. Let's watch this one time. Oh, it looks so good. I love it.
I love their banter. I love their interaction.
Me too, man. Me too.
Just so much. Just so much. Man.
Yeah?
That whole thing, like that sequence in the canyon was just mind-blowing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ugh. So many cool visuals and just... it reminds me a lot of Winter Soldier. Like, just it being sort of looks like kind of a spy thriller... it kind of reminded me of Punisher a little bit too. There looks like some sort of terrorist things happening. I don't even know. But I'm pumped to see what they're going to do with this show. Anything you want to comment on before we dive right into the shot by shot breakdown?
Well, it's on my brain. When the text came on right at the end, the music that was playing was the original Captain America, Alan Silvestri theme. First Avenger.
That is really rad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. But it was like, it was stylized to fit in the new series, but like,
yeah,
very clearly that original theme.
That's awesome. That's perfect to update the style, but it's still that original theme of, and you know what? It's probably a little slower because he just does whatever Cap does, just a little slower.
Yeah.
Just a little down tempo. It's that same Alan Silvestri thing, just a little down tempo.
Yeah, like good jazz.
Yeah, like good jazz. Okay, let's get into this shot-by-shot drip breakdown. It opens on a shot of what looks like some sort of presentation or exhibit about Captain America, right?
From the look of it.
It has his original card where he's listed as a 4F. And he's not allowed to be in it, but it has all this stuff asking you to join the army. And then it has his very first battle where he's holding a door, which was a great nod. I always loved that moment. Nazis in New York, mystery man saves child. buy a war bond, take a snap with Cap. That's super fun. It basically tells Cap's whole story in posters and images. I was thinking this was going to have something from the newer era as well, but it doesn't. It's all stuff from the, it may be that same one from Winter Soldier, you know?
Yeah. Looking at the floor, it very much looks like a museum exhibit.
Yeah. And there's his original costume.
Yep. Well, that costume was actually that was the OG Avengers one, wasn't it?
I don't know. Oh yeah, maybe each of these rooms in this exhibit are different. No, I think that's the, I honestly don't know. I'm bad at the costumes.
The one that's pictured where he's got the shield, like that one is the one from back in the day, but the one that's actually in that
case.
In the case is the no ears cowl one from OG Avengers.
I'm bad at costumes. I can't ever tell that stuff.
Boop. I gave it a goog. Yep, you're right. That's the original Avengers.
Okay, sweet.
Costume.
So it looks like they have updated this presentation since, you know, Winter Soldier last walked through it. If it's the same one, you know.
Yep.
I think we get a shot that I love this shot. It's the first shot of the trailer to feature Anthony Mackie, and it's him being reflected in the glass where you can see Cap's shield behind glass, which I just love. I think that's awesome.
But why is Cap's shield behind, like, why is the Cap shield behind glass?
It's a good question.
We last saw him receiving the Cap shield and putting it on, and him trying to, you know, him saying that he would try to live up to the legacy.
Yep. So I'm guessing someone like, you know, the Sokovia Accords and all that. I bet someone in the government was like, you can't have a vibranium shield. We can't let that happen.
You can't be Cap.
You're not Cap.
We have our own Cap.
I definitely think that's what's going on in this series. We've talked about it before, is that they're not wanting him to be Cap, even though that's what Cap asked for.
Yeah. And there he says the legacy of that shield is complicated.
Yeah.
Does that look like Louisiana?
It really does.
Yeah.
It does. Really does. It looks like, it almost looks like Monica Rambeau's house.
That would be funny.
Or Maria Rambeau's house.
Yeah. This definitely looks like Louisiana for sure.
Bayou La Batterie.
it's a shot of him talking to Bucky, and they're in like a, what looks like a, like antebellum New Orleans home or whatever, or Louisiana.
Yeah, but
home.
They're doing training, or somebody's doing training. Like, look at the tree. He's got pads strapped to it.
I bet that's Bucky, where, like, Bucky's chilling. That looks like his place, and he's probably like, I need you.
Huh. Yeah, it could be.
Come help me.
Absolutely. Like Bucky thinks he's going to retire, and the new Cap is like, I need my Bucky. I need a Bucky.
What if it's Bucky coming to him?
Possible. It looks, yeah. Where is Sam Wilson supposed to be from?
That's
to
a
me,
question.
It would be weird if
on it.
Thanks. It would be weird if Bucky retired to New Orleans, or like, I keep saying New Orleans. I mean Louisiana, because he's from New York. I don't know. I just feel like he'd go back to New York, but maybe
yeah, like
change so
he would
much.
Go to New York.
Well, Sam Wilson's from New York City too.
Okay,
well, he's from Harlem.
Hmm.
But could it, after all that, I think I would want to go down to the Big Easy and just take it easy after everything he's been through.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Let's slow life down.
Yeah. All right. Then we get cut to a show. We get the Marvel logo and then cut to a shot of some SUVs tearing down a road, heading towards some sort of factory.
A dirt road.
Ooh, I have a good comment from Nowhere Bound. He said the trees have padding from all the shield throws. That's possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know those pads aren't going to be able to stop a shield throw.
Maybe if you don't know how to use it right.
Ooh. Yeah, it's not just the shield, man. It's the motion of the ocean.
That's what she said.
That is often what she said. So... We have seen another trailer where he threw a shield and it hit into a tree. So maybe he's like, maybe I don't do that anymore. Maybe he realizes that, you know, we talked about it actually when we saw that trailer. We were like, it's weird. The shield normally bounces. Maybe what we learn in that moment is the shield doesn't bounce off trees. It like tears them down. So like maybe don't tear all your trees down.
Yeah, like this is a historical landmark, sir. You're destroying history. You should leave this alone. So, you think this is Madripoor?
I don't know what Madripoor is.
That was a question for producer Ashley.
Well, tell us about Madripoor.
It does look like it.
Yeah, the next shot is a dark city. Looks like a place of scum and villainy. Like just the lighting.
It does.
And the like the seediness and the. The neon lights
lots of dark, lots of nightlife situations.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of indicates a rough place, but Madripoor was originally introduced in X-Men comics, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically just a city of like mercenaries. It's like mercenary town.
Who's the third guy?
That is a good question.
It looks like a third person is leading them. So it looks like Anthony Mackie's in the middle. Sebastian stands in the back, and there's a third person in a long coat leading them right here. Gambit. That's Gambit, right?
Yeah, Fury? It's got to be Gambit.
Gotta be Gambit.
Is Red it Skull? Fury?
Oh, look at this shirt. All right, so I'm all...
You gotta pay attention to the jewelry.
Look at the jewelry and the shirt, but I'm mostly thinking the shirt. I'm guessing those are wings. He's at this nightlife place. He's wearing a really cool suit, and he's got these rings around his shirt, which are, I don't know, reminiscent of like tribal rings around his suit coat. But they're
looks very Wakandan.
Yeah, his it does look very too. Wakandan. I was thinking the same thing. But if you look, it looks like a bird wings of feathers are cut out of the Wakandan design. Right?
Oh yeah.
See that?
I'll
enhance.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
I don't know why you didn't do that to start with.
I don't know. I'm still getting used to the fact that I can enhance. But yeah, right here we've got these sort of cutouts that to me look like bird wings or bird feathers.
Yeah, can see that.
I dig it. And I don't know what his necklace is, but it's probably important.
He really needs a tie.
Cufflinks.com.
You should go to cufflinks.com.
I bet you can get a Sam Wilson tie over there at cufflinks.com.
I bet you can.
All right. So they're walking through what, like we said, this seedy area.
Go back. You can kind of see the guy in front of Sebastian. It almost looks like Fury. It's like a bald head with a pop collar.
Oh, yeah. That's such a Fury way to walk around.
It could
it's
be
an extreme
Fury.
Pop collar, though.
It could be Fury. That's absolutely possible. I wonder where this is. I wonder if this...
Those cops don't know how to spell justice.
Yeah, I was looking at that. What language is this, Producer Ash?
Just is.
The next shot is a bunch of police officers running through a looks like police officer building of some sort, and they have riot shields, and they're spelled J-U-S-T-I-Z. And I'm assuming that's justice spelled wrong, or they're in another country.
It's coming up as German for justice.
Okay. German for justice.
Thank you, the internet.
Thank you, the internet. So maybe this Madripoor or whatever it is in Germany. It could be editing, but maybe they're saying that that's in Germany.
No. I don't think this is in the same place. Like, that looks like it's in a detention center or a prison.
I agree. I don't think it's in the same place. I'm just saying, like, if they're traveling to some far-flung land and investigating something, for instance, it might be in the same place where these guys are.
I doubt it. I very seriously doubt it. Madripoor is supposed to be, like, in the Pacific, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's assuming this is Madripoor. But
Madripoor, Matt.
Okay. Why do we think it's Madripoor, for real? Wasn't there a flag or something?
Yeah.
There was a flag that had the symbol of the location or the city, like their comics accurate logo or whatever.
Of the city of Madripoor?
Madripoor, yeah.
Okay,
like
interesting.
The island nation or whatever.
Okay.
They're definitely arraigning prisoners in there too.
Yeah,
they're all lined up against the wall.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah,
now.
These are prison guards. In riot gear. This isn't because, like, the cops that came after Bucky had like Polizei.
When are you talking about when they came after Bucky
in Civil War?
Oh, okay, yeah, but okay. What does that have to do with anything?
No, it says justice here. It could be justice in German because they're part of the Justice Department rather than being the police, which would say Polizei.
Oh, sure.
Just to further confirm
that
it's
also in German.
In a prison.
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah, right. No, I agree. I'm just saying, like, maybe this is like a prison break or something like that.
That's what it looks like.
That's exactly.
And then they're going to track down what happened, possibly, and then or to help get some prisoner. You know who it would be? It would be
Zemo,
right? Yeah, Zemo. Probably Zemo getting out of prison. And this is them going to track down Zemo in whatever country this is. That's my guess.
Oh, shit. You think he's starting like Masters of Evil?
I don't know.
A light Masters of Evil?
I don't know.
In Madripoor? and that leads into Thunderbolts. Oh, man.
Yeah. Next shot is someone striking a metal rod on concrete, causing a spark and lighting a bunch of fire, and then a huge explosion happening. And it looks like in near container ships.
So that's probably a different explosion then.
Yeah. Different explosion than what?
That particular one looks to be inside. Like, that one is probably linked to the strike, but then it moves to a different explosion. Like, that one looks like it's inside the prison.
Oh, I see. You think this is the prison. That's possible. Yeah.
And then that part is on a container ship.
Yeah, or a container, or a dock or something, somewhere near containers.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, watching this, like, each piece of debris to see if I can identify anything. Enhance. This shot really has me interested. This next shot, it's a young girl. She's like a big smiling face, red hair, red curly hair. Just looks like the cutest. And then she puts on a helmet that looks very much like she's about to commit a terrorist act. You know what I mean?
It's the Madripoor Purge.
It's the, the Madripoor Purge, which does make me think if we are talking... I could absolutely see this being something like a Brotherhood of Evil or something like that. If we're going with mutants in this
Masters
area.
Masters of Evil.
No, I understand what you're talking about. I'm talking about the Brotherhood. Or the Mutant
Brotherhood. Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Yeah. Brotherhood, that's what I meant. Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Now, that actress is Erin Kellyman.
Okay.
And we know nothing about the character that she plays.
It makes me feel like they're introducing, especially with the Madripoor connection, like if they're introducing mutants and just not telling us about it, be so cool. I would love it.
Like what if that spark was, it looked like it was coming from a metal rod being dragged across the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the Marvelverse is known for using metal rods and, you know, producing energy through it in the form of sparks and explosions.
Yeah, Gambit or
Zay. Gambit.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely could be.
And, oh, man, and the obvious Bayou connection here.
Yeah, it's
Gambit.
True.
Gambit's being introduced.
You're yes. Right. Oh, gosh. This is, okay, I thought we were being silly when I said Gambit. Man, if I called Gambit based on a guy with a long coat, I'll be very proud. But we are in the we're in the bayou. We got a sparks coming through a metal rod, and we have the guy who's leading them in that area is wearing a long coat. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Does that look like Bucky's opening a Bubba Gump shrimping boat? I think this is his house because he's manning that boat.
Yes, that is very possible. Yeah. It does look like he's on the boat. Well, no, he's on a dock.
He's on a dock.
He's on a dock.
He's like,
so maybe he's there looking for Sam. We just don't know.
Yeah, maybe Sam's the one that has the
trash shrimp, bald shrimp.
Yep, it's Sam Wilson's
shrimp
boat.
Scampi. Look in the background.
Wilson Family Seafood.
Yep.
There you go.
That's his family's boat. We nice. Solved the thing. It's always funny when we do these. I feel like we're not going to get any more information, then we always find something.
This is where he convinces him to take on the mantle.
Yeah.
You know, the world's upside down. World turned upside down.
Yeah, it did.
World's upside down. People need something to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah,
above
look
them
up to.
In the sky.
A little cinematography.
With that classic Sam Wilson Falcon look in that costume.
That's freaking awesome. Beautiful Sam Wilson in that costume. And then it's showing him actually flying overhead. And then it shows some sort of police escort of a vehicle. And this looks like the same city. This looks like whatever that nightlife city that we're entering. If it's Madripoor, it's Madripoor. It looks like they used, what's that, Dubai? This looks like Dubai, kind of.
Well, there's a Madripoor in India.
Hmm.
Cool.
Now.
I don't know what to think about that.
Doesn't this look like Dubai? Anybody else? No?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Yeah, I cannot confirm nor deny.
Well, it has that round building, which almost looks like Hong Kong. The spire that almost looks like the Seattle spire that they have there.
Yeah, it could be a completely made up skyline, even if, especially if they're doing Madripoor or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we get a shot of Sam Wilson chasing someone, it appears, or that maybe
it looks
Bucky.
Like it's that. No, it looks like
is
it's
it Nightwing?
That fake cap.
Oh, he's got Nightwing with him, his little buddy, his little
Red Wing.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if they ask him to be the second in command. Like they ask him to be what's that? What's that cap guy's name that we think this is? Who's the fake cap?
Oh God, my brain was like Wyatt. It's Wyatt Wingfoot. That's not right. Shit, what was his name?
Well, anyway, it looks like the fake cap. Who? I wonder if they ask Sam to be. His
John
sidekick.
Walker. Thank you, Jay Scott.
Yeah.
And he's the new Captain America, is that right? Or like that's the one
the
government chooses?
Yeah, the government installed new Captain America.
Right. And I wonder if this is Sam working with him by rule of government or whatever. And then he either gets disaffected or he chooses not to do it, and then Bucky goes to him and says, "Hey man, I know Cap wanted you to be the new Cap and You chose not to do it, but you really should go work with this guy anyway. You're needed, you know?"
Yeah.
Go
back to the warehouse looking shot.
Right. Red Wing is flying in the warehouse, by the way.
Are we sure?
Look at that.
Yeah, I see it. He's right above him.
It appears.
This honestly looks like he's chasing.
Yeah, this looks like he's chasing the guy.
On pursuit.
Could be. It could be either way, though. I could see, like, maybe they're both flying off to do something.
When I first saw it, it made me think it was the shield, like, bouncing back and flying back to the guy.
Yeah.
As he was running away.
But it looks like a bird to me, or, like, looks like possibly Red Wing.
Yeah, I could be convinced that that's Red Wing.
We guess we will see. This looks here like it's Baron Zemo. It cuts to a shot of a man standing with a wool coat on, looking at a monument to the people of Sokovia, I'm guessing.
Probably.
And it looks like Zemo looking at a monument to Sokovia. Okay, what used to be there. And then it cuts to a shot of what looks like Bucky's hand pouring bullets out.
It's the black and gold.
Yeah. Pouring bullets out in front of Zemo.
And you know, the way that Zemo's standing there looks kind of on edge, like he thinks that he's got a loaded gun on him or something. Maybe he thought he was gonna die. And then he lets the bullets fall.
Yeah, because why would he be there? He was arrested.
Yeah.
And I guess that's who they're breaking out, but maybe. Yeah.
So
are they going to work together?
It looks like, that's interesting. It looks almost like they're tracking this. Yeah, it'd be really interesting, actually, if Zemo, like maybe they uncover some conspiracy with the new Captain America, the like government chosen Cap, and then they have to like figure out what's going on. And maybe Zemo is the one that actually knows what's going on or figures it out somehow.
Hmm.
I don't know. Throwing it out
there.
We're
spitballing a lot of things here.
Spitballing a lot.
I like that, though.
And it would be very interesting because he's never really been a bad guy. And he was, and neither of these two people were involved with Sokovia, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's really funny to think that, like, Zemo's thing in the MCU could be that everybody who has every right to kill him just chooses not to and like does it in front of him and like makes a show of it right in front of him. Just like, look, I chose not to kill you.
He's been trying to kill himself for like 4 years now. And
they just
keep...
like, don't let him.
It's like,
I wonder if they'll cover the fact that Zemo was blipped or not.
Oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah. Has he been sitting in jail for 7 years or 2 years? You know, it's like that mindset's a lot different.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
It's a good call.
All right, so let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. The trailer is actually longer than I realized. All right,
there's an ass.
That is not America's ass, though.
Wait a minute.
That's John Walker.
That's not the right ass.
That's a imposter America's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Imposter ass. An ass-poster, if you will.
Oh,
imposter?
I will.
Imposter? No.
I will.
That's different.
Ass poster is perfect.
Ass poster.
Ass poster.
You gotta go with your first instinct on things like this.
or an impastor.
Then we have a shot of a, what seems like Captain America, but it's clearly a white man, and he's high-fiving a guy running up to a stage.
So it's obviously John Walker, U.S. agent.
Yes, this is probably John Walker, U.S. agent, who is the government-chosen Captain America. He's running through a crowd of a band and some dancers.
Oh, man. Ashley, you're falling down on the job. Nowhere Bound in chat says imposterior.
Imposterior. Oh, yeah. Sorry, there's a little too much Bucky on my screen.
That's good.
I love it.
Imposterior. That's good. Perfect.
That's really, really funny. Okay. Then we got a few here. A few shots. We got the Sam Wilson on his bird costume. Diving under an 18-wheeler, which is very dangerous. Don't do that at home.
Yep. Yep.
Don't put on your bird costumes and try to dive under 18-wheelers.
Yeah, it's dangerous to dive under 18-wheelers when they're sitting still, let alone when they're driving.
Then we got, I'm gonna go a little fast in some of this because I don't feel, unless we see something we really want to touch on, because it feels like a lot of this is just kind of action shots.
Yeah, it's just like plop, 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 action, yep. action.
Bucky riding
into
the night.
I miss Bucky's long hair. I'm not going to lie. I miss his long hair.
Yeah, yeah. He's
those luscious locks.
Those luscious, luscious, beautiful locks. And then we cut to this girl with, we didn't mention it earlier. We talked about the girl who looks all smiley, who then puts on a terrorist mask. She's wearing like a black hockey mask with a red hand on it.
Like red handprint.
Very Saruman meets Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Whom do you serve?
Saruman.
You do not know pain. You do not know fear. You will taste man flesh.
So this is apparently the same shot where he was diving under the 18-wheeler. It looks like the young girl terrorist is on the 18-wheeler with him. And it looks like a U.S. agent is also there.
Could be.
So just looking at this with the helicopter there,
there's a lot going on up there.
The way U.S. agent is standing, like, it almost looks like this is a PR stunt instead of an actual thing. You know what I mean? Kind of like what they did with Captain America in that very first shot of this. They showed like his era of just working with the USO and then finally getting to actually do the job. This feels almost like that feels like it looks like a production to me. Instead of a fight.
Well, if you go back to it, there's a guy in a suit standing on top of it. That's two trucks side by side.
Yeah, it's two trucks. There's U.S. agent.
It looks like there's a guy in a suit, and then Sam, and then U.S. agent, and then somebody hanging from the rope on the helicopter.
Yeah, and all this is happening in snowy mountains, by the way. Whew, yeah, I have no idea what this is supposed to be. I don't know why. It just looks like a production to me. I guess it's because U.S. Agent is not moving. It looks like U.S. Agent is just standing there letting whatever happen. Like he's trying to get a photo op or something.
It almost looks like they have it under control. Like,
yes,
three people are laying on the ground. Somebody's coming down to like arrest them. And U.S. Agent's like, ta-da, I did it.
Yeah, which makes me think of like The Boys, where you have those like those actions that seem all planned out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that it looks a lot like he's sitting there just kind of like, oh, what's going on around me? And Sam's actually like the guy that's in the know.
Doing the job.
And he's just
doing
the job. Because he's a fake cap, he's not actually like being a hero. He's just not understanding what's going on around him.
He's a fake cap. He's a fap. Never mind. That's not good. The next shot is Sam Wilson. And this, I think part of the problem is this trailer is edited very quickly. There's not a lot of long shots. So it's like four frames, five frames. There's a shot of Sam Wilson and Bucky giving a some sort of high five thing.
Love, embrace. Yeah.
They're embracing. It's like they haven't seen each other in a while.
It's like, pew, 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 pew.
Then we got Winter Soldier firing away. his gun.
I like how if he's in combat and in an action scene, he's Winter Soldier. But if he's just standing around Bucky. Talking, he's Bucky.
Yeah, for sure. That's how it is. And then the next shot is an exploding helicopter. This could be the same helicopter that we saw earlier. There's also some rockets.
I don't know. They're in the desert.
It could be, but it looks like they're in like a desert area. It's still mountainous. And at the very last, like three frames from the end, you see Sam Wilson fly over on the right-hand side.
With a missile right behind him.
Yeah. Looks like he really dodged a bullet there. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for understanding my humor. okay. Then we cut back to what looks like that. We're calling it Madripoor, but it's just that place.
It's Madripoor.
It's Madripoor.
That sort of nightlife.
It's that scene from Batman and Robin with the bike people.
Yeah.
There was that guy, though. If you bump back, like we see Bucky.
Horses.
But behind him. Oh, no. That's Falcon.
Yeah, Sam's right behind him.
You guys see the horses?
Yeah, you see some plastic horsies. And then we get to this red face, or the lady with the red hand on her face. Happy
yeah,
young
she's
girl.
Red-faced.
And she's getting kicked.
Darth Saruman's. But like the fact that she can post up against him is pretty impressive. Like,
right?
Who are you, girl?
Yeah.
I need to know.
The smile she gives is really throwing me off. Like, she seems so sweet. And then she's just like clearly some sort of terrorist. And I love it.
We can do that.
We can do that. You know, women can have it all. Anyway, it's Falcon kicks her in the chest. Then we got a shot of the helicopter firing. Then Bucky, I keep not being able to think of his name. That's my problem. I keep wanting to call him Cap, and that doesn't make any sense. He's not Cap in this universe.
Not yet.
And then Bucky throwing a knife in the air. Oh, he looks so cool with his robotic hand right there. Mm-hmm. Like
when he does the knife spinning and flipping.
Oh. Yeah, and then right here where he like...
I'm pretty sure this shot has caused so many people on the internet to be like, all I want is for you to just backhand me.
I have a lot. Just put that right in my chest.
Yes. Yes, please. All right. Then we get... Wait. Okay. This is like a some sort of... this is an airplane that he's about to jump out of.
Cargo plane, yeah.
And
military cargo plane.
This is the part where Bucky's asking what the plan is. And he's like, so no plan.
No
then.
Plan.
And then Falcon just jumps out.
It's so great.
It's so good. Their relationship seems
two
perfect.
Trailers now. Two trailers where somebody jumps out of a plane.
That's true. Oh, we should mention, because we got a lot of feedback about it. Yesterday, we watched the trailer with Loki jumping out of the plane. And a lot of people pointed out that he is supposed to be D.B. Cooper, which is
yes,
an actual historical figure.
When I watched that, I watched it after with Ken because we watched all the trailers. He hadn't seen them. And right when it was going out with the money, I was like, oh, my God, that's definitely who it's supposed to be. And I messaged you guys right away. I was like, I can't believe that I didn't put two and two together because I wasn't looking for it.
Yeah, but if you didn't do it on the cast, you didn't do it at all.
Yeah,
I didn't do it at all. No, it didn't happen.
Doesn't count. Your call doesn't count unless you said it on the cast. I'm just teasing you.
It's real. It's a real thing.
Yep. It's real. Believe me.
So I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, no. So D.B. Cooper, and also, well, I won't talk about that one. There's another one that relates to some set photos that seems to be pretty legit theory as well, but we'll probably do that on a spoiler section sometime.
I mean, we've only got 5 months until the series comes out.
Yeah. okay. We'll do it in a feedback episode this week. Then we just have a lot of really cool shots of Falcon running from a helicopter in a canyon that's firing at him, and it's lots of missiles. Let's see if we slow this down, if we got any information on this helicopter. Rescue Sovereign. That's probably, is that a language that we should know of, Ashley? Rescue Solver?
On it.
love it so much.
It's probably just standard military helicopter lingo.
Possibly. I just thought Sovereign might be another language, which might give us a clue as to where we are. This almost looks like Grand Canyon. Which makes me wonder if the government turned on him. If this isn't America, the government has now turned on Falcon. This is probably the same scene where that helicopter explodes, actually. So I'm guessing he, like, maybe these...
Oh, it's Salve.
It's French for flavor.
No, Salve is French for rescue, to save.
Oh, okay, so it's
maybe
just...
Maybe I typed it wrong.
It's probably it's, just...
So they're in France? That doesn't look like France.
Well, it also says rescue, so I'm guessing it's just... I'm guessing it's just reiterating what kind of helicopter it is. It's rescue slash rescue in French, you know? Sometimes signs will have things in multiple languages like that. This moment right here, I'm freaking loving. There's a moment where he's running from the helicopter, things explode around him, and he goes in, he tucks and rolls through the explosion.
He does a barrel roll.
He does a quick, like, not a barrel roll.
Redeploys the wings.
Yeah, he, like, brings, barrel roll would be him spinning vertically or horizontally or to the, I don't know, whatever. He, like, tucks and rolls, like, he does, like, a somersault, and it's really cool.
Salvaire means to save in French.
Yeah, so I think it's just rescue, the word rescue reiterated in French. Yeah. So that's probably an American helicopter. Because this does look like America. This looks like possibly...
this is America.
Grand Canyon.
Someone in the chat made a joke that is that Minerva's ship down there in the bottom, the crash.
Minerva?
From Captain America.
Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Woo! This looks so cool, guys.
They just never have been able to go back and get it out.
Who cleans out canyons?
Not many people. And we get then you get that guy who moved the obelisk on it. Oof. And then we have really cool the credits here are so cool. It's like running through Falcon's blades of his armor here. His wings and
his
then
wingtips.
It cuts to a really cool shot of the arm, Winter Soldier's arm. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I wonder if he's gonna have the like the razor wing thing from the comics where he like shoots blades out of his wings.
Hmm.
You know, they did that in X-Men Apocalypse with Archangel, but Falcon's where it came from.
Huh, I didn't know that. All right, and then the last thing we got is this shot of them
fun
walking
banter.
Along. A little fun banter.
Plucky.
What's going on in this cyborg brain of yours? And it looks like Bucky got the shit kicked out of him. He's got a shiner.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Why are they walking on the road? Like, where are they going?
It's not the desert, so I don't know. Yeah.
Is the question.
It looked like farmland around them.
Ooh, did you see what...
It looked more like the truck scene. Like Canada, maybe?
Yeah. See what they did differently with the Disney logo here, by the way? The Disney logo...
Oh, yeah, how it transitioned around the star from there to the Disney logo.
So the Disney logo...
I love it.
At the end of all these trailers, it does the little wish upon a star thing where the arcing star goes across. But in this, it starts on the shield... And then it becomes the Disney logo. That's cool.
The Disney Plus. I love
That's
it.
That's real
I see
cool.
you, Disney.
I see you, Disney. I see you, baby. Okay. So any other thoughts on this trailer? That is the final shot. No? All right. Anybody?
No, I'm ready.
Anybody
I'm just ready.
Chat?
Give me the
no,
show.
Hey. My brain is churning on what could be or what could have been or, you know, what we're looking at. No, I'm not going to say another word about it until it comes out in March because it's not that far away.
Yeah. Well, Ash, is there anybody in the chat that had any words about
I'm
this
looking
here?
Now, no one added me, but Nowhere Bound says that some African countries speak French. So that's possible.
That's true. Canada speaks a lot of French. But I think because it says rescue and solver, it's probably just a like one of those things where they do it in multiple languages.
Yeah. Let's see.
Avertissimo.
Lane says, why is Canada attacking Falcon?
Hey, in Canada, they speak French.
And English. So maybe that's perfect. That's a Canadian helicopter attacking Falcon.
And Vermilion One says, Northern Africa for the canyon, ? I think that's a good call.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of English and a lot of French spoken all over the continent of Africa. I dig it. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us here on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. We really appreciate you. And again, we're dropping one of these every day this week on the podcast and on YouTube. If you want to watch along with us the frame by frame, go to youtube.com/strandedpanda. We love you very much. Thank you for joining us and peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.